Viter in Shas. We're in Bavakama Daf Ayin Zion. Picking up on Ayin Zion, I'm a base. Third line down. We left off with a discussion, a machlokas between a few, but we're going to jump into now between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And that is of the opinion of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon had said in the Mishnah that a ganav who goes ahead and he shechs stuff that is muktas, kachim, that the owner is chayba chayis, that he's going to have to pay. Now the question is, we know that Rav Shimon holds, shechita she'ena ru'uya is not considered shechita. And when the ganav goes and he takes this and he shechs it, therefore kachim is also shechita she'ena ru'uya. So how could it be the guy's going to be chayiv? Why would he be chayiv dal v'hei? Rav Yochanan comes and he gives an answer. What are we talking about over here? We're talking about where you're shochet tamimim bifnim for the sake of the owners. You're doing it for the, it's being done inside and it's done for the owner. And even though we then said, okay, so then that's good for him. He did what he had to do. We said, no, because we're talking about where the blood had spilled and therefore wasn't put in his bech and therefore it's not able to be had and therefore you have to pay the dal v'hei. That's one way of understanding it. The other version of Rav Yochanan was that they did a tamimim bifnim, but not for the sake of the bailim, not for the sake of the actual owner. But as per the Gemara in Tzvachim, it's still considered a good shechita. Now, that's Rav Yochanan. Reish Lakish says, no, we're talking about where you're shochet the bali mum bachutz. Therefore, since the bali mum bachutz is still going to work. Then we had a whole discussion. That's the machlokas. We had a side discussion about how could that be. You know, is the shechita going to work? We know the Zvichas Adam is going to do it. And according to Reish Lakish, is the shechita actually going to work? We know that it has to be not just the shechita itself that's going to do something, but you have to be podet. So we said, no, anything that could be as thrown as if it is, anything that could be podet, it is considered podet. Now the question is, now we're going to jump into why each one doesn't hold like the other. Ayin Zayin was a very short daf. That's where we're very, very short daf. That's where we're in Ayin Zayin. Rabbi is already says the Gemara three lines down. Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan Lo Amik Rabbi Shimon Lakish. It makes sense. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold like Rabbi Shimon Lakish, who says we're dealing with a bal mum dekabayi leukmei lamasis and afilu with tamimim, because he wanted to set up a mishnah be working even in the case of tamimim. Says Rashi v'kol shekin v'bali mum and b'chutz to shinuyei the shunei dechikahu. Don't like to say that's the only thing we're going to be talking about. Ela Reish Lakish, my time in Lo Amik Rabbi Yochanan. Why is he holding like Rabbi Yochanan? We're talking about that it's kachim that are shechted inside. Amelucha, he said back, utvacha o mechar, because the pasuk says tavachu machar, and we put the two of them together to teach you. Kol hechad deitzav b'mechira, wherever an animal that's stolen is going to be work, is going to work. It's in the world of mechira. Then it's going to also be Isa B'tvicha, then it's also going to be in the laws of Tvicha also. In other words, wherever the ganav would be chayev to the four or five by selling it, he's going to be chayev four or five of shechting it. Chayech d'lechem is chayev, whatever, there will not be chayev four or five in selling. But lesa B'tvicha won't be Tvicha either. V'hani kachem, these things over here, that if you want to talk about, it's tamim, it's no mum on it. Hold the chimizabin kachem lavi mechira. If someone goes and tries to sell kachem, it doesn't do anything. Rashi says the ain kachem tamimim yotzim lechulin. It doesn't work. Hilkach bavali mumen askin. We have to be dealing with mumen the isnu b'tarayev. That's going to work in both cases. Both of them are going to be effective. So hold the chimizabin kachem lavi mechira. Listen to this vichar also doesn't apply to the idea of shechita, so you have to talk about a bal mum. Vazu tamayu. Now, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, they are going according to their own logic. Reish Lakish, we says that Rabbi Shimon's case is talking about where there's a bal mum, that in such a case you have sale and shechita, and Rabbi Yochanan says that it's even talking about where it's not a bal mum, which are not connected to the mechira. They both hold like themselves, the Itmar. Hamocher treifa ledivrei Rabbi Shimon. If a ganav goes and sells a treifa, what is the halacha when it comes to Rabbi Shimon? Rashi says, shepoter al tvichaso. Right, because he paters the ganav who steals it and shechs it from paying arva chamesh, because it's not considered like a shechita. And the question is, what happens if he sells it? What's going to be the din? Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Chaim says, chayiv, he's going to be chayiv to pay, because it works. He's going to be potter. Even though it doesn't, you don't have the lachas of tvicha over here, according to Rishon, over there, isav mechira, you could split the two. Reish Lakish Amar, no potter, because he connects them. Kevin the lesser mitvicha, lesser mechira. Now, Reish Lakish comes and then it's a kasha and Reish Lakish. Eisvei. Let's say someone goes and steals kilayim, and then he goes and he shechs it. Rashi says, Mikifsa v'tayish, v'tayish ba. It's coming from the relationship of a kevis and a tayish. of a goat and a ewe. This is kilayim. They go and they mix them together and they have this breed, this crossbreed. Trefa, so let's say you have gun of kilayim, this type of animal. Tvacha, and then you go and you shecht it. Yo, trefa machara, or let's say you're doing the case where he steals a trefa and he goes and he sells it. Mashalim tashulmi arba v'chamishi, he pays 4 or 5. My lav, Rabbi Shimon, he. Isn't this in the world of Rabbi Shimon? And what do we see? Alma, afal gav, dalesa b'tvicha, isav mechir. Even though a trefa, there's no shaykhis to that of shchita, right? Because it's shchita shena ru'uya. It's a trefa, you can never eat it. Therefore, but yet we still find that what's the word I'm looking for? It's in the world of mechira. So that's going against you, Reish Lakish. Amalei Shlakish says back, lo, Rabbanan. That price is going in the world of the Rabbanan who say that a trefa is in the world of shchita. Right? He says shchita she'ena ru'uya is still considered a shchita that's going to make him chayef. So therefore, it's not going in the world of Shem, you don't have a kashami. In fact, the Gemara, Rabbanan. If you want to tell this price is going with Rabbanan, then why is it that it's only in reference to a trefa you're going to be chayef arba v'chamesh? Trefa b'mechira isa b'zvicha lesa. You want to say a trefa? According to them, only goes into the world of mechira, but not into the world of shchita. Frank, to go out the other way. Well, what's your question? Ve'elamai, Rabbi Shimon. You want to say it's going on with Rabbi Shimon? You have the same kasha. Kilayim b'tevicha isa b'mechira lesa. The kilayim, it's only going to be chayav a dollar of hay for tevicha and not for mechira. Ella tana tevicha. Even if you wanted to go along the lines to say that it's going to Rabbi Shimon, we have to say that it's also, of course, saying about shchita. V'hua din l'mechira. What the Bryce is really saying is when it only says mechira, and also mechira, it's going to be, you're going to be chayav for. If you don't have a kasha, it don't mean anymore, says Reish Lakish, because now they are in sync again. Ema, so you should say Ema the Rabbananami, even according to the rabbis, Tana Mechira, it's saying the laws of Trefa in reference to a sale and saying Vehu Adin Latvicha, and similarly it would also be when it comes to Shchita. Rav Yochanan Melcha, he'll say back, Hi Mai, what are you talking about? That doesn't make no sense. Iyamar Bishlama Rabbi Shimon, if you want to say that this Bryce is in the world of Rabbi Shimon, okay, it makes sense. Because now the Bryce is saying that a ganav is going to be chayev only in reference to shchita of this animal, of this crossbreed animal, even though it applies to the mechira as well. I did the Tana Trefa Bechada, because since the Tana is teaching the chiyav of this ganav in reference to Trefa, in this case, Tana Kilayim Bechada. So therefore he taught about the crossbreed, in this case, as well. Rashi explains that if the Braisa is going in the world of Rabbi Shimon, it's not possible for them to say both this case of this crossbreed animal and the trefa together and say that one who shechs or sells this crossbreed or a trefa is going to pay dalad v'hei. Because we know, according to Rabbi Shimon, one who shechs a trefa is going to be putter. So therefore, we have to separate these two cases and say that in reference to a trefa, that the chiyav of dalad v'hei is only by one case, in the case of a sale, but not in the case of shchita. So either Tana Trefa Bechada, Tana Kilayim Bechada, if we taught that as well in reference to Uno, in reference to one. Rashi says, Ve'alfa Gav, the Isa B'tervayu, V'nakar B'tvicha, the Pasach B'kura B'resha, because it opened up like that. Ela Iyamar Rabbanan. If you want to see this person go in the world of Rabbanan, who say the Dal V'hei is in the, by shchita or mechira, in both cases, then there are Vinu V'nis Ninu. Just bring them all together. Gun of kilayim utrefa. Someone who steals kilayim, you know, this crossbreed, or trefa. Tavchan umachan. Mishalim tishlum arba v'chamisha. You should pay both. Well, in both cases. Didn't do it like that. Must be it's not like the chacham, this brisa. Kasha. Says Gemara, okay, nechami. That's a kasha. Frankly, Gemara, though, in that brisa, is saying kilayim. Somebody goes and steals kilayim and he shechs, he's paying dalav hay. But sexiv. The pasuk says the word seh. And therefore, what do we learn from the word from the fact that it says the word sexiv, v'amar Rava, and Rava teaches us, a Gemara and Chulin, zeb bana'av. This is a bana'av. This is coming to teach us something. They call makum shenemar seh. Wherever it says the word seh, einu el lahotzi siklaim. It's coming to be motzi you from mechiyav of kilayim, of a case of kilayim. So how could you say it's included in this case? Shani Alchas is going, no, this case is different. When they steal it, Damakra, oh, Lerabbas is kilayim. When it says the word oh, it's coming to include that of kilayim. Rashi says, shor o sed, amar b'parsha del el, shor the safe of a sed deresha miyaser, hilkach o nami miyaser. It's coming to include this and bring it into it. Frankly, Gemara, hold on 1 second. V'chol o l'rabasu. Every time he says the word oh, you're going to tell me that's going to include, you're including this case of kilayim? But time when it's in the Brisa, shor o keves, when it's talking about bringing a carbon, it says the word shor o keves, prat l'kilayim, which is excluding kilayim. O eis, prat l'nidme. When it says the word o eis, it's coming to exclude a nidme. Rashi says, de'enu doma la'aviv. It's not similar to the father and the mother. It looks like something else entirely. You have these two sheep, but it looks like a goat. So how could you say it's coming to include? It says, Gemara, hacha, minyana dekra. Here, over here, everything is context. Each one goes according to the Indian of the kra. Hacha, gabi geneva, over here, when it's talking about theft. Sif shor oseh. Which are two type of things which you're not able to bring out from them. Kilayim. It just won't work, then Ola Rabbis Kilaim. It's coming to include Kilaim. Gabi Kachim, Dhsiv, Kesev, Ve'ez, Shatayochal, Etsi Kilaim, and him. You are able to bring Kilaim from the two of them. Oh, Lemayetu, then it's coming to you. The word O is used as a miyot. Beep, turn the page. Ayin Chesem and Alf. Ayval Gabi Kachim, Nami Nemashur Kesev. It also has, by Kachim, also the words Shor, O Kesev, and Ox, or Lim. She'ina Ta Yochal, Etsi Kilaim, and him. You're not able to bring Kilaim between them. Unurabe, and therefore we should use it to be. to include, not to exclude. No, me the seifa, because of the seifa is lamait, the word in the seifa and the last part of the pasuk says, you know, the lamb and goat is coming to exclude. Reisha nami lamait is also coming to exclude. In fact, my other rabba, me the reisha l'rabos, let's just say, for the fact that the reisha is including seifa nami l'rabos, let's say the seifa is coming to include as well. Says, what are you talking about? Hi, my. If it's going to be my, it's the reason why we need two of them. Even though we excluded kilayim, we still think that maybe this type of animal, that nedama that comes out different, should also be included. Therefore, it's we have to go and conclude that one also, where it looks nothing like the father and mother. The rabbis want to say to include, why do I need two of them? We included nidma mibai. Do you have to go and include also the case of where it's going to be something that doesn't look like it? Of course, it would be included, that it's the same type of idea. Therefore, it's coming to be me'mayit. Okay, we're not done here, but we're going to pick it up Ezer Shem tomorrow. We're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.